brought her to us, and through two different translators, we found out that she was cursed by a witch doctor. Her grandfather, actually, welcomed that into her home. She would black out, go into fits of rage, and just couldn't sleep. She was just out of control. And then this little girl we brought in, and we had Jesus, not me, not someone else, but we had Jesus talk to this little girl face to face in an encounter and started to undo the lies. And this is a very simplified version, but she asked Jesus face to face. She said, "Jesus, what can you do about my sickness? What do you think about my sickness?" This is what she called the demonic attacking her. And he said, "Don't even worry about it." He is not scared. He is not afraid of all the stuff that we have going on. He is so much bigger. It's like, this is a cockroach in comparison to my greatness. He is far greater, you guys. Anyway, so he led her in this journey of freedom, and she was crying and weeping with joy and praise and thanksgiving, because no longer did she have to have that sickness anymore. No longer did she have to fear for her. She's going to hurt her family. She's going to hurt herself. She didn't have to do that. Jesus led her to this place of her secret place in heaven. What has God done in your life? What has He brought you through? I want you to take a moment. I want you to think about it.
had this perception that the Spirit wants to infuse us with something. And it's joy. Joy. I'll be the first one to admit that I don't get joy. And so I'm going to read this scripture in the spirit of lifting off and washing off. And the intent is this, is that your soul would comprehend how easy it is to live out of a place of union with Him. That you are acceptable and pleasing to Him. You are this sweet-smelling aroma to Him. So Spirit, right now, I just pray that You'd come and You'd infuse us with joy. You know, Jesus has a happy heart. He doesn't want anything for us that He doesn't have Himself. So come right now. I just pray that you close your eyes, open your hands, receive a spirit of joy from Him. It's a gift of the Spirit. It's a fruit of the Spirit. Listen to the words of the Lord. Are you weary, carrying a heavy burden? Then come to Me. I will refresh your life, for I am your oasis. Simply join your life with Mine. All I want is for you to join your life with Mine. Learn My ways and you'll discover that I'm gentle, humble, and wait for it, easy to please. Do you believe that God's easy to please? Because it's taken me 20 years to get to that point. Let that cultivate joy, that God's easy to please. You high school kids, some of the kids in your high school, they're not easy to please. And guess what? Their opinions don't matter. But God, Yahweh the Lord, is easy to please. He doesn't stop there. You will find refreshment and rest in Me. There's nothing outside of the triune God that is really going to satisfy us. For all that I require of you will be pleasant and easy to bear. Do you believe that? That's taken me 20 years to realize as well. So Father, right now we just acknowledge You. Spirit, we're cognizant of the fact that You live in us. That You're all around us. That the Lord is easy to please. So right now, I just declare over this house a lifting off of your heavy burden right now. Whatever that may be, we're going to take about 20 seconds, Annie, to be quiet before the Lord here in a sec. He's lifting off your heavy burden. That hard yoke, some of those ideas that you've had about God that are, to be frank, are heretical, that He's this taskmaster and He's never going to be satisfied with you, and that you don't have the capacity to live the life that He's called you to, right now, just break those yokes in the name of Jesus, that your soul, that your mind would be free to realize that He is easy to please, that all that He requires of you, not only is it pleasant, but it's easy to bear. So we're going to take about 20 seconds. Just be quiet before the Lord. Just release some of those things. Let the Spirit of the Lord partner with your spirit to shine light on some of those areas of darkness, and we'll continue in worship.
Thank you, Lord. We are going to continue in worship, but do something a little out of the box here. Phil, would you? I've been trying to figure out how to do what's been stirring in me, and just found out it's been stirring in a couple other guys as well, but as soon as Phil comes back down here, I'm actually going to let Phil share something here, but I'm not sure exactly what's about to happen to you.
Conversations, brief conversations, and a couple mornings ago I realized God didn't want me to have a conversation with Austin about this. Get your shoes off, bud. You know, you guys have probably heard people say, oh, I heard from the Lord. And that can mean different things. People hear from the Lord different ways. You can ask yourself, was that the Lord? You can go to the scripture and see if it lines up with what you heard. What I heard from the Lord was to Austin, what I'm about to do to your feet, you're going to be doing to the hearts of men.
Happening right now to Austin's feet. Just imagine your heart being cleansed right now. Your mind being cleansed of all the stuff, all the things that want to make you feel less than, all the things that make you feel like you're not worthy. You know, like Peter when Jesus was going to wash his feet and he said, not me. No way. Not me. I have to say, if I was sitting before the Lord and he wanted to wash my feet like this, I would say, I'm not worthy. No way. But he wants to cleanse every part. That's what Peter said. Not just my feet, God, but all of me. If you're going to cleanse, cleanse all of me. So just receive that today as this is taking place. This may seem a little strange to you, but just receive what God is doing through this act of worship and servitude. Receive it in your life right now in the name of Jesus. And the reality is, I actually have more tubs, more towels, more washcloths in the conference room right now. I have five more. And I don't know who that's for. It may not be for right now. I don't know. But I don't know what God's about to do here in just a few minutes. We're just going to keep pressing in to what he's doing. And we'll see what happens. So,
as many of you know, David McDonald was here this week, and something he said just really stood out to me, and it's just really been burning in my heart a lot lately. Really simple, but for me, it just really cuts to the chase for me personally, and I believe it's a word for all of us that we need to declare over ourselves, because he's declaring it over us. You're made in heaven. It's on you. It's right there on you. He's signed it right on you when he finished creating you, each of us, me and you. He signed his creation. So if you just declare with me over yourself, together we can say this. Made in heaven. Picture that. Picture that on you. Maybe it's on your forehead. Maybe it's someplace that you can't see as easily, but it's there. It's true and it's real and it's alive. It's not just an emblem that has no life to it. Made in heaven is actually alive in you. Amen.
there's at least one woman in here who's supposed to wash the feet of her husband. And there's at least one man who's supposed to wash the feet of his wife. I will tell you that this is hard for me. Phil knows, as we talked about this, not in this situation, but I go, the idea of doing that is too much for me. We are a God who asks us to do too much sometimes. So if that's you, do not turn a deaf ear to the calling of the Lord, right? It could be the thing that shifts something in your marriage.
Thank you. go really low. My granddaughter was crawling across the kitchen floor to get to the phone because I was FaceTiming her the other day. And the thought was just, wow, can't get any lower than that. And the Lord is saying, if you'll go low, I'll take you high. So the word over this house is lower still. You'll know when you're low enough when your heart really breaks for the lost. No matter who they are, no matter where they are, no matter what they look like.
who you are, you're older, okay? And it's funny because we kind of, you know, make fun of getting old and in some cases old people, and that's not in accordance with the heart of the Lord. And so my sense is that Yahweh wants to relocate some of you elders in the house. You've been in a place of dislocation potentially for decades. Someone here has wounds inflicted by their children from their childhood, and it's impacting the way that you see the Father. And so my sense right now is that the Lord, through His Spirit, is relocating some of you elders in the house. Joel 2, in the latter days, I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Sons and daughters will prophesy. Old men will dream dreams. Young men will see visions. I'm declaring right now relocation to some of the elder men and women in this house, divine healing, and that not only are you going to dream dreams, but you're going to see visions as well. And it doesn't have to look dramatic. It's in the secret place, not the public square, that you more than often will encounter God. That is for the elder generation in this house. So, Father, right now we release that. We say yes and amen to the plan that you have. For every soul, and you know the ones for whom this word was for. So I speak right now a prayer of relocation. Jesus Christ came to undo the work of the devil. And he's going to do that right now in some of these hearts. I know it. We declare divine healing over relationships. Between some of you old men and women, your children, your grandchildren, we declare the promise of Yahweh that the righteousness to 1,000 generations because of your yes. It's for you, Mike. Healing. It's for you, Mike. Relocation, dislocated no longer. We admire the young for their strength and beauty, but the dignity of the old is their wisdom. So we just call forth the wisdom of that generation right now. And the trickle-down effect into the children and the children's children and the children's children's children will be massive. Let it be so. Amen. Trevor, I have a word for you. I feel really strongly about this. I don't know you at all. I got your name right. You're in the wrong row. You're supposed to be right here. Because you have a seed of hunger inside of you. I don't know you, but you have a seed of hunger inside of you. And I felt the Spirit show me that you're in the wrong row. And Sean and Corey are going to follow you to the front row. But that's a decision that you have to make for yourself. But He's giving you that invite. Come join me in the front row.
So I want to take just a minute here while we're in worship and just continue in our worship and receiving tithes and offerings. And so there are a couple ways to give. You probably already know. akbridgeofhope.com. You can give online through our PayPal link. There's two blue boxes in the back. You can drop it in there, or you can come down and put your offering in the, your tithes and offerings in this basket here. But I just really feel strongly that we need to learn on a greater scale how to worship in our giving, not just like giving la-la, but really worshiping as we give. And so I'm going to pray a blessing as we receive this offering. So, Father, thank you for the blessing and the gift that we have to be able to give you our gifts, our offerings, our tithes. And, Lord, I pray that as we worship you through an act of giving, that, Lord, you would increase it and bless it, that it would be pressed down, shaken together, and running over a good measure. Father, that, Lord, each one of us would find ourselves with our needs being met and our dreams being fulfilled as we walk out our life of worship to you in every area. So receive this gift, receive this offering, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Austin felt like he had some words of knowledge, words of wisdom, and if you're okay with it, I'd love for you to release that.
I have three here. The first one is for Andy and Rachel. Y'all should stand together. So, Rachel, as you were washing Andy's feet, the impression I had was that the Lord was creating something new inside of you, and it wasn't that he was healing, he was creating something. And literally like 30 seconds later, we started singing that song about he makes all things new. What was it? Something like not healing, creating something new. And I could see this connection point, like this, like a ligament or strand or rope or something. He's done a new thing. There's something new. Just take it. You don't have to work for it. You have to try really hard to be in the place of union. And I have a word for you too. So Andy's going back to Turkey next Saturday. I want to remind everyone in the house that the word is designed to strengthen, encourage, and comfort the saints. And the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus. So the essence of prophecy should always point to the work that the Lord is doing in us. And so this is the word that I have for you. And it's a challenging one, but it's encouraging. And it was this. You still have not answered my call. Still knocking at the door. And I have this dinner, this invitation for you when you left for Turkey, which haven't answered in fullness yet. But you're about to. You're about to. And so what I want to declare over you, if you'd be willing to consider this and receive it, is not only that you're a son, but that you're a bride. That you ravish his heart. Not concerned about the past. He's a forward-looking God. We're just going straight weird. Andy and I are both military officers. You're beautiful to him. We're doing foot washing. We're talking about being beautiful. You're beautiful to him. That is going to change your heart. There's a meal, an invitation. It's just for you two in Turkey for the last half of your deployment. Okay? You're going to answer because you're going to walk into a place of union like never before. Phil. I want to honor Phil in front of everyone because what happened here was completely like we didn't plan any of this. One man was obedient to do something. And look what happened. Your heart was touched, raise your hand. If it wasn't, don't lie. It's fine. I've been in those services where everyone else needs to get something like dinner. A lot of people got touched by the Lord today, right? Because of one man's obedience. And Phil, when I knew where you were going with that, I started to get really weirded out, man, because you know I did not want to do that. But it really changed my heart. So when we're in worship, we give and receive corporately. You know that? We give our worship, we receive. From the Lord. We give our finances. We receive back. What I feel like the Lord wants to do is give you exponentially what you release into the house. Like tenfold. So my sense was this. Not only are you the builder, right? Which is the word you got the other day. But now you're the co-visionary. But he's giving you an expanded paradigm to see rightly. So the days of thinking like, I'm just the builder, I'm just this, he's deleting that from your vernacular. Because your paradigm's being enlarged and he's giving you binoculars. Like you're seeing at a new wavelength. You are the co-visionary with your bride. There is an element of less than mentality that he's lifting off of you. There's something inside of you in certain areas, I don't know where it is, that's just a sense I get of less than. Even in the subconsciousness, in the subconscious realm, we just call that up and out right now. He's lifting that off of you. He's washing that off. He says, never again. And just like with Andy, you don't have to try it. You just be.
in union with him. It's that easy, right? Gentle, humble, easy to please. You're more than enough for the calling that he has on your life. You are a visioner. You see with long-range vision.
Holy Spirit, we really feel like the Lord, we're in this moment of response. We've already responded in this with the foot washing, but there's more that he wants to do. And I was really feeling like there's an exchange that he wants to give today. What you said about Trevor, I kind of heard that, not for him, but for, like, you're not sitting in the wrong seat, but there's more to step into. Like, it's
That's available for everybody, if
you want it today. So if you want to come down and exchange your fear for courage, if you want to come down and exchange poverty for abundance, if you want to come down and exchange a broken marriage for one that's healed, or children that are lost and see them redeemed, like, God wants to give these things. He doesn't just talk about it. He doesn't say about it in his word as a good suggestion. He wants to release the good things of heaven to you today. And so we get to respond to that. We get to come down and lay it down. God, here it is. Here's my fears. Here's my brokenness. Here's the things that are breaking my heart. And I want to give them to you, and I get to leave this building today with all the things that heaven has for me. But there has to be a response. There's not like, oh, I just hear it and it sounds good. It has to be, I want it.
Yeah.
I'm going to take it. It's mine. And thank you for it, Lord.
So with that, we're not dismissing kids. We're not going to go on any, I'm not preaching today. We are just going to end the service responding to him. And so we're going to worship for a little bit. I want you to respond to what the Lord is doing. Exchange. Every one of us have things to exchange, old for new. And then listen, if you don't want to be in here, like, you're done, you're ready to go, there's no condemnation, you can go. But I ask, please don't just sit in here and talk. I want us to really push and respond to the Lord. I bless you to, like I said, if you need to go, totally understandable. But I'm going to pray, and we're going to enter into worship, and I just want to encourage you to respond. I know that you can sit in your seat and respond, but I want to encourage you to get out of your seat and actually respond to the Lord down here. Take a step, move forward. So, Father, thank you for your word. Lord, thank you for all that you've already done to this point. And as we respond to you, God, I know that you in turn respond to us. And so we take a step of obedience right now in the name of Jesus, and one act of obedience, God, I know the blessing flows through that one act of obedience. So we stand in a place of obedience today. We worship you, and we give you all the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. invite Zoe to come. Zoe has a word that she would like to share.
The Lord has been giving me different colors for the past year and this year too. And 2019 was pink, 2020 was purple, and 2021 was orange. And so I looked up what orange represented spiritually, and it said confidence, joy, enthusiasm, creativity, passion, and freedom.
Come on, receive that, yeah. So, I have an opportunity of growth for you as well. This next Saturday, the 27th, at 4 p.m. till 5:30, we're having our first Men of Hope meeting, yeah, at Skelly's house. It'll be in Austin's garage. Doesn't mean you can bring your junk pile and try to fix it. He wants to work on us. And so 4 o'clock to 5:30. Listen, there's no like stipulation that you have to come to Bridge of Hope to go to this. You can bring anybody you want. If you're listening online live and you want to come, you're welcome to come. It is, he's got a lot of notes, so, and they're awesome. I mean, this whole premise is about establishing authentic union vertically, horizontally with each other and with God, and so I cannot do justice to what Austin would be trying to announce here, so I'm not even going to try, seriously, but it's the Lord had been speaking to Austin and I both about doing something really different in men's ministry aside from just trying to do like devotions, not that those are bad or anything like that, but even where the location that we're doing them is substantial, it's important. If you can't make this first one, it's okay, it's understandable. Not everybody's going to be able to make everyone. If you have a question as to where Skelly's live, you can contact me and I'll let you know. I'm not sure Austin's number is readily available, but okay, I lied. It's actually right there is his address. So I forgot he told me he had a slide. So you can also get in touch with Matt Adams. He could let you know whatever you need to know as well. He solved most of the life's problems now.
Other than where the Skellies live.
Other than where the Skellies live. And any other issues, no. I want to pray and seal over you. I feel a supernatural rise of joy in my heart. And I feel like we could not be where we are right now had we not come through this last year. Do you know that this Sunday is 1 year exactly of when they shut us down in 2020? What? Oh. Yeah, 1 year. Actually, the 22nd, I think, is the last Sunday we had before they locked us down on the 23rd. But 1 year ago. And it's in those seasons of wilderness and trying and difficulties that our identity comes forth. And so I might preach about that next week. So if you join with me, let's pray over what God just did. So, Father, thank you not only for what you did, but what you are doing and what you intend to continue to do throughout not only this year, but the coming years. Thank you that you're raising up not just a family, but those who know who they are in you, those who are carriers of your presence, those who are filled with joy, unspeakable joy that's overflowing and contagious. And so by your Spirit today, all the things that we've exchanged, old for new, we seal that by your Spirit, and we grab a hold of the new things, and we say, mine, 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 in Jesus' name. And so, Father, I just pray blessing over us as we go about our day, and thank you. We rejoice in you. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. You're dismissed. Yeah, bless you in Jesus' name.